Yeah, starting today in the 3 weeks. Shloisha, the values, and then we will have more than double, 7 the Nechamta. Shivasa Betamus, it says, Rav Shlomo Gantzri bring it down in Kitzur Shonor. Shivasa Betamus, because we could quote from the davening from today, but here is more Bekitzur. To say the kitzur sometimes is better than to say too long. Shivasa betamuz boiru chomesh tzores. Nishtabru aluches. The first tzores started many years ago in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he came down and he has seen that they are worshipping the egel, and this is against the Torah. So why do they need the Torah? They are doing against the Rotzon Hashem, they are dancing around the Egel, so he broke the Luchos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Asher Shibarto, Yishar Koichacho Sheshibarto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, gave him a compliment. He said, thank you for doing that. They don't need it anymore. Nishtavu HaLuchos, Keshiyorad Moshe Minohar, Kemoshe Kosu Bar Torah, Veze Hoyo B'Shivasar B'Tamuz. And that was Meshivat Shavatam, because Moshe Rabbeinu, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu has revealed himself to Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu went upstairs to bring the Luchos. And when he came down, it was exactly Shivat Shavatamus, and then he had to break the Luchos. So this is the first Torah by Klal Yisrael. What is the Nafkemina? We got another Luchos. We got the second time the Luchos. So why it's such a big Torah for us? Because the first one was given by Hashem and written by Hashem. The second time he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you should prepare the Luchos. And then, as it says by a chosn, who has to pay the money for the ksivas atnoim? So the chosn has to pay it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you should pay it. You should bring the Luchos and I will write. V'amichtal michtal elokim chorus al aluchos al dikrei chorus el acherus min ha-malach ha-moves. Second Torah was the nidbatel akorbun atomit. When the first Vesamigdosh was kayom, when they broke in into the Vesamigdosh, even before, they could not bring any more korbones. Why? Because they were meshalshel, the Gemara says that they were meshalshel money, and they, the Romans would give them two sheep to be marked with the korban atomit. But one was an old Eid, and sometimes meharsayich umachrivayich mimech yitzeyu, from us ourselves come out sometimes people that are worse than the goyim. For the Eden. So one Zokain was there that he was speaking Rome, he knew the language of them, and he said to them, why do you have to give them, take the money and send them a chazir, a dovor acher, send them instead of then they did not have any more the korban atomit. For sure a dovor acher, a pork, they cannot bring an altar of Hashem. So from there was the second Torah that the Eden had. Va'ovkea ha'ir b'churban bayis sheni. And they broke into Yerushalayim. They had, as we know, they had like the Zohar of the said, the Ayolim, they had made of iron, and they all the time clapped in the walls of the Yerushalayim till they broke, and they broke in the Bechub Mesheni. The Afal Gav the Bechub Rishoin of Keah Betisho Lachoydesh, Dichtiv Bachoydesh Arvii Betisho Lachoydesh, Vayechezak Arov Barir, Vatibokair. Avichu Bansheni b'shivasar boi ob kerair, וחורבן בית שני חמיר אלון. Why? Because the first Beis Hamikdash was replaced by the second one, but the second one is for us more, because till today we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. We call Mishloi Nivne Beis Hamikdash biyomov, kilu nechav biyomov. And I have seen the Or Yohel, he was a Mashgiach in Chevron Rishiva, Rabbi Yudah Leib Chashman. He says, what does it mean? Kol Mishloi Nivne biyomov, kilu nechav biyomov. He says, like every one of us took a torch of fire and threw it into the Beis Hamikdash. If we don't, we are not mispalel every day with the whole heart to be rebuilt in the Beis Hamikdash, like we are destroying him. So he says, for us, the second Beis Hamikdash, the Churban Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, is more possible for us. But he says it's a mistake anyway. Ita Birushalmi, the Gamba Rishoino, the first Beis Hamikdash, also it happened that they broke in into the town, into Yerushalayim, Hoyo B'Yudzayim. It was also B'Yudzayim B'Tamuz. But he says, Ela Mipnei Atzores, Toru B'Cheshbon. They had so many Tzores then, and they were killed so many people, and they had every house had missing, and they were broken very much. So sometimes when you are broken, you don't have a good mood, your memory is not so good. So they forgot that it was Be'emes, it was in the Shiva Asar B'Tamuz. But they forgot, and they wrote, and even the Novi brought what he was told, that B'Chodesh Arvi B'Tisho L'Chodesh. It was the Avkoe L'Teich Yerushalayim. The Soraf, next Tzor that was, the Soraf Apostomus Arosho Esatoiro. He could not stand the Torah, and he thought that by burning a few Sifrei Torah, he will raise out the Torah from Klal Yisrael. He did not know that every Yid is Mekar Nefesh for Kiyum HaTorah, and it will remain with Klal Yisrael. And the fifth Torah was the Ho'omad Tzelem Bo'echol Alidei Rishei Yisrael. Not the Goyim brought an idol into the Beis Hamikdash, but even Rishei Yisrael. Sometimes, as I said in the beginning, Meharsayich Umacharivayich Mimech Yetzeyu. From us they come out. They will show you more than the Goyim do us Tzoros. And this is, as Chazal said in another place, Shono Pirish Gorua Mikulam. He is more harming Klal Yisrael, one who learned once, one who did not learn forever, never learn, is not so dangerous for Klal Yisrael, but one who learned and knows what the Torah says, Chaz v'Shalom. As it says in another place, the Chazal say, if a person has learned a lot of Torah, but he doesn't have good manners, so what Mabriya is saying was, Reitz and Ploini Shiloma Torah, have you seen a person that has learned Torah and does not behave as he has to behave? So it makes more Chilul Hashem, a person that learned and left the Torah. And therefore he says, the Omad Tzelem Be'echol was a Lidei Rishei Yisroel. Tisha B'Av, another thing. Boy, Nigzar Al Avotenu Bamidbar, they were crying B'Chiya Shel Chinom, they in vain cried there, so Kudosh Baruch Hu said, I will give you to have a reason to cry. As we see here, so we are longing to the time Bimeiro Yibone Beis Hamikdash, that we had the Beis Hamikdash. Mishu lo yirua Beis Hamikdash lo yirua binyan yofe miyomov. But it's not the yofe, the chitzonius. It means what it gave for Klal Yisrael. Ein odom lon b'Yerushalayim v'chet b'yodoy. There is a common Tomit Shel Shachar is mechaper on the all sins of the night. Koven Shel Ben Arbaim is mechaper on the all sins of during the day. So ein odom lon, if he went to sleep, never he had with him any sin. So we long to that time to come back to the high time of the Beis Hamikdash, that Asur Nisim Na'asula V'Yisein on the Beis Hamikdash. And the parsha that we had this week, it says that the Nos Tzlofchad asked for Moshe Rabbeinu to give them a part in Eretz Yisrael. The men said, "Nit no roish v'no shuva mitzrayma," and the women always, they did not participate in the Egel, they did not want to give their ornaments. And the second time was when they heard that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded by Hashem to how they will get the chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Each tribe will get his part in Eretz Yisrael. They said, "We want also." So it says that they were Landonia, they were clever women, but they said, "Na lanu achuvos nachlo be'eretz Yisrael, bekerav achenu, with our brothers, we want together with every one of us, our brother." Excuse me. We want to have a part in Eretz Yisrael. So we have to think about. Have you a chumash breishis? I will quote for you a Gewaltigen Ibn Ezra. No, it has Ibn Ezra in it? No. The Ibn Ezra says, Yankev Avinu, when he came to Eretz Yisrael the first time after he came back from Lobon, he settled in Shechem. Rashi says it was a sign for the children that this will be the first part that they will conquer, they will take over. But he says a gewaltig zach. And Bereishis Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yutet. ויובוי יעקב שולם עיר שכם אשר בארץ כנען בבויוי מפעדון ארום ויחרם את פני העיר. As I'll say, mitakones, if you come in a place and you are capable to make some mitzvahs for the place, do it. But it says, ויקן את חלקת הסודה. Rashi says, כפשוטוי, לינטוי שם או הולוי, to have a place where to put his tent with the children. But the Ibn Ezra says a different thing. He did not buy the whole field, but a part of the field he took. Why it's so interesting for us that he bought a piece of land in Shechem? Why it's so interesting that the Torah has to put it in? The Torah is forever. He says, ויזכיר זה הקוסוף לא ידע כי מיילו גדוי לא יש לארץ ישראל. The Torah wants to point out that Eretz Yisrael has a very big mile. ומי שיש לו בה חלק חושב כאילו יש לו חלק בו אלא מבה. If you buy a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, like you bought a piece in Gan Eden. And the Ramban quotes later on also the same thing. He says why he did not want to stay without buying. He could be a guest and people would receive him nicely. He looked to be a nice looking man, and the Chazal say that Yankov Avinu was looking like Odom HaRishon. He was so nice looking man, and he came with a nice family, so maybe people would like to invite him to stay with them. Why he did not want that? Says the Ramban, Lo rotzo liyoysach sunoi bayir. He did not want to be a guest. Aval rotzo shetye tchilas biyosoi boorets. He wanted that his first steps in Eretz Yisrael yiyu betoch shaloi. He wanted it should be in his own, not to be a guest by others. He wanted to have his own land. ולכן I don't know how to close it. He says, "Lo yirotzo shetiyet chilas biyosu v'orotz ella b'toch shaloi." V'lachen chono besodi v'kono amokrim. V'ze le'achzik b'orotz. V'amaseh ze hoyo remez ki amokrim aru yikovesh lefon of tchilo. They will conquer this place. Shem, they will conquer the first one. And then he continues. Terem orisho yishvei haaretz mipnei zaroi. And then he says, as the Ibn Ezra says, that this is like buying a place in Gan Eden, a place. Everyone has a place in Eretz Yisrael, like he is having a place in Gan Eden. He is continuing the same gedank that the Ibn Ezra says. What do I mean to tell you by that? And the B'nai Shlofer tasks for peace in Eretz Yisrael. The whole reason that they are fasting, mostly because of the Churban of Beis Hamikdash. And the Churban of Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash was in Eretz Yisrael. So we have also all the time to think about what happened to us. We had such a wonderful place. And the Novi Yirmiyahu says, what do you think? Ma'arat paritzim hoyo abayis hazeh, you can do whatever you want in Eretz Yisrael. You have to behave according to the Torah and according to the Rotzon Hashem in Eretz Yisrael. You cannot play around. If you don't keep the Torah, you will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy and he will send you out of Eretz Yisrael. V'lo yisoki ha'aretz eshe kasher kores ha'goy asher hoyo lifneichem. They thought we can do any avle in the world, and we will come to the Beis Hamikdash, bring a sacrifice, and we will be potter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. It's right when you are behaving, and if made by a mistake, you made a sin. The Kohen Atomid was mechaper, but to make by intention to do whatever you want, kol ha'oyle al ruchachem ayod lo tiye. It won't be what you think that you can do. So the Novi Yirmiyahu says, "Loi tiye abayis hazeh won't be marat paritzim for you. You cannot do whatever you want." So they say Tammuz is Rosh Teves of Zmanei Teshuva Memash Mushim Uboim. We have to start now, not to wait till Elul and till Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, then to repent. We have to start now because our sins brought to the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore we have, and the Gemara says, as you know, I did not ask for the Gemara in Daf Tet, I remember it must be in Yume. What was better, the Eden that lived in the time of the first Beis Hamikdash or the Eden that were in the second Beis Hamikdash time? So the Gemara says the first Beis Hamikdash, the Eden then were behaving better in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because it was returned to them, the Beis HaMikdash. It's sure that some things were missing in the second Beis HaMikdash, but in general they had again the Beis HaMikdash. But the second Beis HaMikdash, they were learning Torah. The first Beis HaMikdash, it says, why it was destroyed? Shaloi birchu b'Torah tchilo. They did not take the Torah to be so important for them, like a special thing that was given by Hashem, but they thought Torah is another learning, like mathematics or other things that people learn. So we learn mathematics, are we making a special brocha? Only on the Torah, when we are learning Torah, we make a brocha. So they thought, if you don't make a brocha, thing did not the Nevi'im even understand, and they said, "A nefesh achoteit, itomus, you should kill them." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "No." Sheloi bir bayomer Hashem al ozma mitorosi. What does it mean, ozma mitorosi? They learned Torah, but they did not make it so important. So therefore, it was destroyed. And then the Gemara says the second Beis Hamikdash, why was it destroyed? They learned good. They made Gemilas Chasodim. It was a wonderful time in that time of the second Beis Hamikdash. So what was the reason? The Gemara says, Shehoi Sobohem Sinas Chinom. So there are people that make a joke. What does it mean? There was Sinat Chinom. They did not like to do anything free of charge. They wanted to be paid for everything. But this is only a joke, but this is not the truth. The truth is, you are not allowed to be loyti shnai shachicho bilevodecho. You are not allowed to have hatred to any of Yiddish kinder. Only if you see he's in Mechal Shabbos and you told him that it's not allowed and he is continuing, then you are allowed, because he's not amitecho b'mitzvahs, he's not your friend in mitzvahs. But if he's a shomer Torah, but you see sometimes he's not exactly what you think that he has to be, you don't have any permission to have hatred to him, to be shone such a yid. And then by them it was sinas chinam. For nothing they would accuse the other person. They did not learn the inyan, what it says in Pirkei Avos, in the first perek. We are learning now the Pirkei Avos in summertime, and it says Rabbi Yoshua ben Prachia said, look in the first perek, Mishneh Vov, Yoshua ben Prachia ve Nitai Arbeli kiblu mehem Torah has a Moseres. Moshe kibel Torah Sinai umsara li Yoshua ve Yoshua lezkenim, till it came to Achia Shiloini, he was the last one, and he gave it over to Eliyahu Anovi, and therefore by the end it will be that Inei Anochi Sholeach Lachem es Eliyahu Anovi, because he stays alive. The Gemara says in Temura Daf Tzayin, and that the Beis Halevi is pointing out, that they had a shaila on the korban, if you have to make shmich on it or not. So they said to Yeshua, who was the continuer after Moshe, Moshe kibel Torah from Sinai, who said to Yeshua, ask Hashem. He said, no, lo yivashomayimi, I cannot ask anymore. The Torah was given, we have to decide. It was given to the Leoretz, and the Chachom have to decide. I cannot ask. They said to Shmuel Anovi, you should ask. Said another posuk, he's not allowed. So you see, we need someone who has the Maseres from Moshe Rabbeinu to be paskinim. And therefore we say in the Gemara many times that we have a kasha, it says teiku. What is teiku? Tish be yovei v'itaretz kushiyos v'ibayos. So it says here that Rabbi Yoshua ben Prachia v'nitai arbeli kiblu mehem. Yoshua ben Prachia oimer, ase lecha rav uknei lecha chover vevei dam kol odom lekav zchus. What would we say when they ask us to make the seder of the Mishnah? We would say, first of all, vevei dam kol odom lekav zchus, because you are not allowed to become to hate him. So we would say, they done the kashrus, maybe he has a reason that he's not doing now exactly what you think he has to do. But he said before, Aseh lecha rav uknei lecha chaver. And that goes back to the parsha. We see that Pinchas Eliyahu, did not behave according to the cloud. He did not behave the same as everyone. And you could think that he endangers the old Klali's way. Because the Yetzin Min HaKlal, Pona Midarchei HaTzibur. As by Mordechai. What did they accuse him, Mordechai? The old Klali's way were Koyerim Mishtachvin to Haman. And Mordechai did not do it. So what did they say? Ah, he's endangering the old Klali's way. He puts us in danger. He can be erased Chas V'Sholem as the Roman wants. And the same thing was by Pinchas. He was the only one that reacted. So it says, the Rambam brings down in Ilchos Deis, he says, Adam, the person, the human being, is going after his environment. And he is Noik Keminag Benea Medina. And he conducts himself like everyone is doing. So it depends if the tzibur is going on the right way. You have to follow the way of the tzibur, because this is the nature of a human being, that he is going after the svive, after the environment. But if not, he has to go even to me'arot v'chabochim. He has to hide himself. He has not to be together with people that don't do the Rostrum Hashem. We might talk Kol HaMedina, if the whole Medina is doing so, or Kol HaMedina Shehu Yodea, he knows many countries, but he cannot, he says, what do I gain if I go to Belgium? They are better than my English people. So he stays home. But then he has to be perish min atzibu, and even to hide himself into a cave and not to conduct himself according to the svive. So he says, you have to make yourself a rov. But sometimes there are people that show themselves they are rabbonim and they are not, and they don't conduct themselves good. For example, the head of the tribe of Shimon, he took the Midianites in front of everyone, and he made such a big scene in front of everyone. So what can the regular person say? If the Nosi, the president of the Shevet of the tribe, does such a thing, I'm also allowed. Vayochel Yisrael is not Moyov. Therefore, it says Vayichar Af Hashem BeYisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu became angry on the whole Klal Yisrael because no one reacted. And Vayu Ameisim BaMageifo Arba VeYisrim Elef. 24,000. They could die more, but Pinchos Eishives Hamosi Bnei Yisrael. He brought back that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not be angry on Klal Yisrael, because he showed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm only one person, but I'm doing what you want, Ribbono Shel Olam, so please forgive for Klal Yisrael. And therefore it says that in Meisein Lo is Bris Yisholem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a matone and Bris Kehuna Shel Olam, because he was not a Kohen. Now when you make a good shidduch, you are a mediator, you have to get paid from both sides. From Klal Yisrael will get paid, he will be a Kohen, so they will give him Matnas Kehuna, and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu he got Bris Kehuna Shel Olam. And the Amshich HaKadosh says Gevalt Kezach, he says Bris Kehuna Bris Shel Olam is forever Le'olam Voed Le'netzach Netzochim. So he has to stay Le'netzach Netzochim. Eliyahu HaNavi is the only one that stays for Le'olam Voed. He is still alive, and he will bring back also the smicha to Klal Yisrael, because he was the continuer after Achiyah Shiloini. So he is the only one that can continue the smicha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we should see the redemption of Klal Yisrael, the Korah. We should have Avas Yisrael and Avas Eretz Yisrael, and continue to come to the Beis HaMikdash in the Korah.